mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to take three or four more calls in this short segment. Then I'm going to analyze kind of a wider field of what we face as a society and what we face individually. Comments on the Ron Paul revolution. Just a whole spectrum of thoughts and ideas and things I've already discussed before, but an even greater clarity, as well as how I'm being threatened and my arrest is being called for on national radio on almost a daily basis now. I do need your prayers. I need your support. Sometimes it's trying, and it's always in the still of the night when I really get reflective and kind of slow down for the day, and I kind of get off of just being like a hunting dog who's on my quarry, and I kind of settle down and then realize what I'm up against personally. And then I tend to start feeling sorry for myself, too, because I've always been very easy to approach. Not arrogant, not putting on airs. And then it also makes me sad because I just so much in my life get screwed, get cheated by people in and around me, see immoral things happening all around me, it's just depressing, the whole state of society and everything that's happening. So I've just got a lot of reflective, important points I'm going to be making. Let's go to... Who's up next here? Howard in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead. Yeah, Howard, you're on air. Mm-hmm. Okay, let him go. Leo in Mass. Leo, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I was at the Faneuil Hall 9/11 in Boston on Saturday, and I happened to corner Ray McGovern in the men's room and asked him, since Amy Goodman and Noam Chomsky are considered gatekeepers of the left, what's your opinion on this? And Ray was most noncommittal about these serious allegations, basically refusing to take on the issue. So what conclusion should I draw from this? One, he's a typical wishy-washy politician evading questions, or two, he's an actual operative of the system pretending to speak the truth to power.
So you're saying Ray McGovern, the former CIA briefer for Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., was at the Ron Paul event?
Yeah.
And it was a non-committal?
Well, that's what he said in the bathroom. I didn't ask him in public. I figured he'd be more candid there.
Well, look, it's real simple, and I'm the same way, and I'm not defending saying Ray McGovern's as pure as a driven snow, but he seems pretty good to me. A lot of times you get in a crowd, you've already talked to 100 people, it's not that you don't like the people individually, you're kind of burnt out. I have people question me in the bathroom every time I'm at events, it's very irritating. I mean, every event I'm at, I will be at the urinal and someone walks over and starts talking to me.
Well, we were washing your hands.
No, I'm not saying you did that, but my point is that I don't like being talked to in the bathroom, and I'm not saying you're bad. It's just that a lot of times I'll be noncommittal to somebody because I don't want to start a conversation up. Let's say I want to get back to where I'm at, or I got to go call my wife on my phone, or, I got 20 things on my mind, and I'll tell somebody, they'll walk up to me and say, why don't you talk about this? And I'll just say, okay, well, yeah, I'm just, there's a lot of issues. And then they'll go put on the web that I was noncommittal. Or somebody will run up to me with a book I've been given 20 times, and I'll say, no, I don't need it, I've already seen it. And then they say, he didn't want to know the truth about this. I'm just saying, off that little piece of data, and I'm not being mean to you.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I was trying to get your assessment of it. Also, another little piece of tidbit information. You know the guy, Horan, who's the air traffic controller guy who's with the 9/11 people?
Yes.
Okay. I spoke to him outside the hall, and he was saying, oh, Ron Paul's a one-trick pony. Quote. Okay? And... also, he's pushing PDA, and that's his big stand. And he's more for the quiet type of dissemination of information, because you got to realize, as much as we love your emphatic style.
Listen, I gotta go, bro. Gotta go. Okay, we'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with me.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, more on the Ron Paul revolution. Coming up, more on the economy. Alan Greenspan, former Fed chief. When he speaks, the central bankers are talking. That's what the establishment's saying. He's a mouthpiece, figurehead. He's saying we're clearly going into stagflation, so really serious news on that, and I will cover it all today. And more of your phone calls. We've also got We Are Change UK coming on at the same time as We Are Change Philly to give you a quick 15-minute report with both sides concerning the Secret Service visiting We Are Change Philly. As a chilling effect, how dare you ask Bill Clinton questions? You're not a threat, are you? All part of the intimidation. And We Are Change Philly can... take an action, basically just being demonized for it. And we've got We Are Change UK coming on about how they confronted the head of Visor Consultancy, the former head of Scotland Yard Anti-Terror, who was running exact drills, the exact same trains being attacked at the exact same time, the exact same place. That's impossible. And he admits in his own words they did that. So we're going to have a discussion about 9/11 coming up, and government-sponsored terror, period, at the bottom of the hour for just about 10-15 minutes. We need to get reflective from time to time. All of us tend to get caught in the rat race and running around the treadmill, busy working, paying bills, doing laundry, cooking dinner, working, trying to squeeze in some leisure time. I took my children for like an hour and a half to the park, and we rode the Zilker Park train around. Now, that was great, but that's about the time I got off yesterday. I got about 2 hours off for the weekend. That was my time. And then sometimes I say, man, I just can't work this hard. But then I realize what the stakes are and that I've got to do it. And sometimes I get tired, I get exhausted, but then I realize just how serious things are, or I hear Michael Medved call for my arrest, or I hear Neil Bortz say I'm Timothy McVeigh, and I realize, you know what, buddy, you're in this really deep now, and your instincts to literally work 18, 20 hours a day are healthy. And I'm not whining here. This is a great weight on me, and I'm just going to talk about this first briefly, and then I'm going to get into all the other big issues that this dovetails into. Laying there in bed for 2 hours last night, though my body was exhausted, I couldn't go to sleep. I thought about literally thousands of issues. I don't know why late at night after a long day of work that laying there in the cool darkness with the moonlight shining through the window that my brain works so much better in that quiet place. And then I try to come here and articulate it to you. It's hard to do, you know, to articulate the mind's eye and just thousands of thoughts at once. But, you know, I reflect on who I am. I'm just somebody from a suburb of Dallas who's a, you know, gun-toting in the past, beer-drinking, arm-wrestling, brawling, tobacco-chewing Texan. And all, but at the same time, I read a lot of history books. I discovered how the world worked. I read the Globalist Owned documents. I decided I didn't like what they were doing. I didn't know 1/100th when I started out 14 years ago. I was involved in the community for a few years before I got on air, but I've been on air about 13 years now. But I knew more then than most people, than most intellectuals today. And I'd also been schooled in the ways of the world pretty young by, I guess, being at the wrong place at the wrong time. You could say right place at the right time, to see a lot of corruption, to see a lot of evil, to be around fast women, fast cars. And so I got into this, and I really didn't have any idea of what I was getting involved in. I never had any goal of, being a leader of the rebellion against tyranny. And early on, I had more of an ego to drive me, and I did enjoy, you know, the trappings of prominence. But I will tell you, it is a painful trap as you get deeper into it, and then becomes a curse after the time. But that's okay. That's the price we pay to be involved and be in the arena. But before I burn out all my time here on this subject, it's not just about me. It's about all of us. I'm just a microcosm or a tiny window into this world, and I'm deeper into this than really anybody, further along the line than really anybody out there. I'm more in the spotlight, and I'm uncompromising in what I cover and what I discuss. And I've never compromised what I discuss or what I say. But to people call in, you hear them all the time, and they say, hey, Neil Bortz attacked you again, Rush Limbaugh attacked you again, Michael Medved attacked you again, Michael Reagan attacked you, Michael Savage attacked you. And they send me audio files and video files, and a lot of times I'll be there in kind of a serious mode, a very focused mode, and I won't watch it. Other times I'm in a giggly, aggressive, ha-ha-ha mode, and I'll watch it and laugh about it, but I realize it's not a laughing matter. I.e., watch the video clip that has the audio embedded. But, I mean, I've been listening to this for a year, and I get many more reports of it than I even have time to go check out. And it's the same line. I'm a Tim McVeigh. And, I mean, this is by name. You notice that, and he said on his show I was dangerous a few weeks ago, Glenn Beck, by name. Ron Paul supporter. People like Alex Jones are dangerous. Then on his show, he said, these are the McVeigh types. These are the terrorist types. We need the Army to do something about them domestically. But he didn't say my name on CNN. Neil Bortz did. Again, it's the same talking point. This is directly from the White House. Now, can you imagine what it's like knowing that the eye of Sauron is literally looking directly at you? That'll make you grow up. That'll make you get your you-know-what together. That'll burn away any chaff that's left in me. At least for those brief moments where I'm, you know, at that moment of quickening and that much closer to God. I always fall back into worldliness. But that'll get your head screwed on. Real straight. I mean, I don't take it as fun or enjoyable. And it's not some bravado or some daredevil stunt I'm doing. And I get sick of callers on all the other talk shows I do, the interviews, where, why haven't they killed you yet then? You're going to get killed. And or the discussions all over the web about when I'll get killed and people making bets about it. I mean, this is my life we're talking about. And it's not cute. It's not funny. And I'm willing to die. I'm willing to be killed. But at least don't joke about it. Have a little bit of respect for it. And so in my life, I'm going to start demanding respect from people I work with, people I'm around, and people in the media, people everywhere else. Because and all of you and the sacrifices you're making out there, too, you need to demand respect. But it's no trifle I'm involved in. It's not a game. It's not a joke. It's not a drill. And I have to realize that. You know, I tend to fall back into the world and fall back into watching movies and, you know, going out with friends and eating enchiladas and joking around and telling jokes. And really, things are so serious that that's even starting to burn away. I'm even starting to lose that because I'm changing. Because I realize that number one, I have a responsibility in the position I'm in. And this mission is so big. And if I'm going to get killed doing this, which I pray isn't the case, that God will give me more time, or if I'm going to get shut up or imprisoned or demonized or whatever, dirty tricks they pull out of that black bag, that I want to make what I'm doing now count more than ever. I want to change, not do things I've done in the past. And that means if I didn't used to, when I took calls, not move to them quickly or go to them fast, you notice I've been doing that the last few days because I'm changing. I'm changing a lot of things. But again, this I don't talk a lot about myself here, but we have to just as again as a microcosm of the larger picture. I mean, driving down the road and hearing Neil Bortz first attack Ron Paul with the standard talking points, and then attack me, and this is the best of they chose. This was all these vignettes. And then to hear him attack me repeatedly from different clips in his show, Ron Paul repeatedly, and it was the same thing that we hear out of all the other fake neocons. I mean, now Michael Reagan is saying that Hillary's better than Ron Paul. And so we're hearing those same talking points. And we're hearing, I'm McVeigh, I'm Charlie Manson. That's what Bortz said. And then a caller called in and said, I like Alex Jones. And Bortz followed another talking point I'm hearing from Michael Medved and others. I mean, it's chilling. It's bracing. I don't even want to say it's scary. That doesn't scare me, really. It's bracing, like jumping into cold water. It wakes me up to know that the White House actually wrote memos about me, actually said how to attack me. And how to attack the public. And to tell the caller, you better not talk about how you support Alex Jones. You better not talk about him. If I was your boss, I'd fire you. And any employees out there that have any of these 9/11 truthers or Alex Jones supporters, you need to fire them. That's what the Soviets did. It's how the Nazis started. The first big thing they do is start saying, fire people. Kick them out of their jobs. Arrest them. Question them. Bortz knows. He's a lawyer. He's very smart. I've met him personally. He's very wicked. And I don't even hate him anymore. You know, used to I had the warmness of the hate against these people. Now I'm sad for them. I see how they're these wraiths, these sellout shells of people. All they have is their ego and their power trip. I actually mourn for them. So, we need to understand that this is happening. And I need your prayers. When we get back, I'm going to get into some other key issues. I'm going to talk about the Ron Paul campaign very candidly and a lot more. Stay with us.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolutions eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Yeah, the truth burns.
The ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns.
All right, let me try to condense this.
The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
The evidence of my information being accurate and effective and timely and well thought out and well balanced is that I am being attacked and that what I do is effective and what you do as the listeners of this radio show is effective. I have to continue to be more prominent, to be more bold, to be more serious, more focused. or the statistics show I'm a dead man, or a man rotting in a cell. Sometimes I think death would be better than that. But I also need to expand on that and say I will never commit suicide. I don't use drugs. They'll grab you and stick a heroin needle in your arm, pump you full of pure stuff, and then, you know, oh, Alex died of heroin. You know, they'll do anything, ladies and gentlemen. They think nothing of human life. And shifting gears out of myself and everybody else, the key to all of this is realizing tens of thousands of declassified admissions of chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals from the 20s through to today being sprayed on cities, schools, soldiers, foster children. I mean murdering them. Taking children, putting them in a radiation chamber, and putting so much radiation into them, they die on the spot. Everything from that to lower doses of radiation to test it. They think nothing of taking an innocent child who has done nothing to anyone, who just wants to play with their toys. I mean, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4-year-olds by the thousands. And you know what, neocons and liberals and establishment people, I understand why you go, that guy's a nut. He talks about crazy stuff. I understand why. It's scary to admit to yourself that's true. You've heard about the chemical, biological, radiological testing. You know that's true. That's why I mention it. Everybody's heard about it. Do you know the full scope? None of us do. It's so big. But what is declassified is thousands of times what you even know. And it takes dark, aggressive, focused force to murder children. Most humans have an innate, built-in system to block that. But the evil ones we face have a relish, an enjoyment in hurting the little ones. And see, any time I feel shaken, any time I feel just the edges of fear in my psyche, in my soul, I think about the children, and I think about what it is that men are supposed to do is put themselves in the way of the fist, and then everything is peace. It's very upsetting to me that I know they're engaged in all forms of bio-warfare, chemical, radiological, frequency warfare against us. To know they're hurting us all, to know they're hurting innocents across the world. To know they have swallowed the lives of billions of people, hundreds of millions on record by gun. And then I see the posing individuals at the shopping malls or on the streets, everyone, you know, looking at how everybody's dressed and trying to strut like peacocks, but you look in their eyes, you see the extreme insecurity. They look at you, especially if you're not insecure, and they look at you like there's something wrong with you because you're conscious, you're outwardly focused. You know, I get to where I can just see through people more and more. I can just see right into them, and it's very disquieting. It's very upsetting because I love everybody. You see, if you don't love other people, you don't love yourself. We're all a community. We're all intertwined. We're all connected to each other. You know, people joke around about glowing cats. I told you about glowing monkeys years ago. They're selling these. They're selling these in stores. They're extracting viral compounds from them. They can give you a shot that will go in and make you do whatever they want. They have viral preparations that will go in and make you never laugh again. They know the exact area of the brain, and the virus will just target that and give you a limited microlobotomy. I've been telling you this for 10 years, so I was reading scientific reports. Now it's all over the news. And, folks, I'm telling you, we're seeing evidence that they're already doing this to the population. In fact, we know they're doing it with the, quote, anti-drug use vaccines that are live viruses that literally eat the brain, eat sections of the brain. And then I see something like this out of the Washington Post today, scientific report, synthetic DNA on the brink of yielding new life forms. And then I interview Nobel Prize winners and top scientists, and they say that it's already given rise to superviruses. It's already given rise to superbacteria. It's already given rise to new life forms. And the way things are going right now, it may already be irreversible. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. The face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence. They laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades. We're free today.
Free today. Thanks to the renegades. We're free today.
Kermanji from We Are Change Philly reportedly got a visit from the Secret Service. Temple University student Nick Kermanji, founder of Philly 9/11 Truth, confronted Bill Clinton on Tuesday at a Hillary fundraiser and received a visit from the Secret Service agents at his parents' house. We'll be talking to him and We Are Change UK about what happened with Visor Consultancy's owner, former head of Scotland Yard Anti-Terror, who was running drills of the exact same buses at the exact same places at the exact same time, trains, that were bombed on 7-7 2 years ago in London. So we're going to talk to these gentlemen here in a moment. I don't want to break train of thought and not finish up what I was saying earlier. I'm going to give you my honest take on the Ron Paul campaign and where I think it's going and where I think the movement's going. Coming up at the bottom of the next hour, because I want to talk to these guests coming up, then go to a bunch more of your calls again for a big phone blitz. and then have time to get into some of the economic news, and then, of course, finish up with my take on what's happening to Ron Paul and freedom movement and put it into different categories for you and from my perspective. But finishing up the points that I was making, glow-in-the-dark cats that glow red and green, glow-in-the-dark monkeys you can buy at the store, cloned cats, dogs, cloned humans, it's all already going on, half human, half chimpanzee, half human, half grade ape. It's all going on, it's all in the scientific reports. But it's not been mainstream news until now. It's been going on since I woke up. And, you know, I'll be on a radio show and I'll talk about open-air testing of live AIDS virus they plan to, quote, turn into vaccine. And then the people can't believe me and I even give them the footnotes of the mainstream articles and they can't believe it. I've told the story about I was picking up a pizza one time and this guy taps me on the back and says, I used to like you, but you're a liar. I had biology at UT in the 70s and there's no such thing as cross-species genetic organisms. And I just said, hey, man, I'm not lying to you. You know, just type in spider goats. All I do is tell the truth. I mean, all I do is research. All I do is warn you. And I can't, because people can't handle it, not talk about cross species. By cross species, you know, plant and animal, insect and animal, insect and plant mixed together. I can't not talk about it just because you can't deal with it. I can't not talk about 9/11 just because people can't deal with it. Things are so bad, we need to be as intense as possible. We need to fully face, myself included. I just go about my business. Most of the time, I live my life like everything's fine, and I'm ho-hum. We need to really consciously have it hit us that words can't put how bad and serious and out of control things already are. And that's just with our limited knowledge of what we know. In every case, it's always worse than even I thought. And you need to know that I come to you on this radio show and I tell you the absolute truth, as close to it as I can get. I'm attempting to tell you the absolute truth. That doesn't mean I'm not flawed or that things aren't distorted or that I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. But I'll tell you, I get it closer and straighter than anybody else out there. And that scares me because I don't have some high and mighty view of myself. We need to get this data spread to everybody as quickly as possible. This is life and death. And so I see news reports like this one, scientific DNA on the brink of yielding new life forms. They've actually already done it. It's been 50 years since scientists first created DNA in a test tube, stretching ordinary chemical ingredients together to make life's most extraordinary molecule. Until recently, however, even the most sophisticated laboratories could make only small snippets of DNA, an extra gene or two to be inserted into corn plants, for example, to help the plants ward off insects and tolerate drought. No, what they do is they insert other animal or plant or insectoid genes into it. Now researchers are poised to cross a dramatic barrier of the creation of life forms driven by completely artificial DNA. Scientists in Maryland have already built the world's first entirely handcrafted chromosome, a large looping strand of DNA from scratch in a laboratory containing all the instructions a microbe needs to live and reproduce. Now, I'm just introducing this today. Again, it would take hours to even break it down and to give you any idea what's happening. There are already thousands of admitted cases of genetically crossed species. That's the most dangerous. Engineered plants, where they put viruses into plants, they put bacteria into plants, they put bacteria genes into plants, they put all these different things into it. Sometimes 50, 60, 70, 100 different animals and plants and bacteria and DNA pieces in. And you make one change, you can change the one thing, the one expression you want, but then in each replication, thousands of new combinations are created. And it's already causing all these new illnesses and problems and allergies and diseases, and it's been linked to that, and it's absolute fact that Crohn's disease didn't exist 40 years ago, and that the vaccines, they're not contaminated, because that would mean it happened on accident. By design, are attacking people's guts. It's happening everywhere. You're eating this stuff. And Either the elite are completely insane and nuts and the system is out of control and the biotech companies don't care, or they're doing it by design. And then you go read Monsanto's public statements about we're going to infect everything so we can take over everything. And then you realize they're saying they're doing it on purpose. These people are literally, you know, you have this image of a demon or a devil as a child, or something with horns and a tail, and it, or the Hollywood image of it likes to party and, you know, sex is tied to it and fun things. That's not even it, folks. It's like something out of The Fifth Element, where you've just got this dark force that approaches the planet and just wants to kill everybody. Or the analogy of Independence Day when they got the alien in the jail cell, you know, the containment unit. The president says, what can we do? How can we work with you? How can you stop attacking us? What do you want from us? And he says, die. I want you to die. Like the James Bond movie, Dr. No. He's got him strapped into a torture chair and he says, do you expect me to talk? And he says, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. And he dumps him in the shark pit. I mean, what do all these biotech owners and leaders and people think when their own scientists leave them and quit them and say, my God, we didn't think mutations after the first trimester were possible. Mutations happened in the genetic replication and the basic blueprint being replicated during development of even the zygote. The most base levels of cellular replication and that beautiful magical thing that happens. Now, the rats and guinea pigs, they're giving all these GMO foods. They knew this 30 years ago. They give them the GMO food we're now eating, and they have mutations while they're adults. You know, kind of the old Hollywood image of somebody growing, you know, tentacles and tumors or whatever, or an eyeball on the side of their head. I mean, that type of stuff is happening. And it's so huge. It's so massive. And then people can't deal with the government killing 2,800 and something people on 9/11 when all the evidence proves it. When they would take 4,000-plus American children and put them in radiation chambers and kill them, and that's declassified? I mean, some schmuck tells you, excuse me, I'm trying not to be like that, some poor person in denial who's ignorant tells you that they couldn't do that when they had the motive and the means and the history and wrote memos about how they needed terror attacks to get their agenda through. They'd kill little babies, but they wouldn't kill people on 9/11. Stop being fools. And to all the police officers and all the military and all the people, I've made a lot of mistakes. I've attacked you. I've, at an animal level, been threatened by the tyranny you're bringing forward. And, of course, they mix a lot of good stuff you do in with it. That's how tyranny works. It looks reasonable at first. I care about you. Your children are being hurt by this stuff. You're being hurt by this stuff. These people are very evil that are running things. And I tell you, it makes me believe the Bible more than ever. And I don't mean the fake preachers or the religious system, but the things the Bible talks about abominations, you know, the elite creating talking machines and how they would mix all the, you know, the blood, the genetics, the seed together and make all these, you know, horrible creatures. That's all in Revelation. That's all in Ezekiel. That's all in there. I mean, you can, you know, debate where it came from. This stuff happened before? Was Atlantis real? I don't know. How did they put it in this book? Just secularly, I'm saying the stuff in there is incredible. Giant iron birds dropping huge black eggs that explode into fire. I mean, you know, how are the Aztecs making thousands of little figurines of 747s with perfect windows down the side? And those are real. Those were hauled back to Spain 400 years ago. I don't know what's going on, folks. I don't know. I cover what I can prove, what I can document. All I know is that the Bible talks about people who love to kill, steal, and destroy and inventing new wickedness. That's what they do. And running around trying to be God and hating the creation. Let's say you don't believe in God. This elite hates the creation. They run around saying they're guardians of the earth and want to help the planet. Let's ban CO2 and tax it when that's good for the earth. Meanwhile, they're engaged in millions of absolute abominations. against the very genetic code of the planet. I mean, they're just in a frothing, berserking orgy. I mean, picture the elite as a Viking berserker with a huge double-edged battle axe running around in a China shop, smashing with, just grabbing China and biting it. You know, I mean, just jumping on huge displays of China with their body and just frothing, just breaking everything, running in, kicking in China cabinets, battle-axing everything. I mean, that's what they're doing. That's the only analogy. Just with wanton abandon, with incredible demonic energy, just running around, covering it all up in the media. The average person in the media can't even grasp this. They don't even have to cover it up. I've got to get serious. You've got to get serious. We've got to recommit to realize how serious this is. All right. They've been holding for 10 minutes, and I apologize. I'll keep them into the next segment. I just want quick reports from them. Let's bring them both up together right now. I really appreciate all of their work. Temple University student Nick Karanji, and, of course, Simon Moore from We Are Change UK. Nick Karanji is from Temple University, and he's the founder of 9/11 Truth Philly. Earlier I said We Are Change because I was just told that by a caller. It's 9/11 Truth Philly. Let's bring you both up. Gentlemen, you can say hi to each other.
Hi there, Alex. How are you? Hi, Nick.
Good. I apologize for having you hold. I just had to finish that thought. I didn't even finish it. But just this Secret Service thing is real serious right now, Mr. Moore. So let's real fast from Nick Karanji. Nick, tell us exactly what happened in a nutshell.
Sure. Tuesday of this past week, I attended a Hillary Clinton rally wherein Bill Clinton was the guest of honor, speaking on her behalf. And after the event, he was shaking hands. And I do have video footage of this, which will be released. I was able to shake his hand, and I simply made an allusion to what another group he had done to another 9/11 Truth group, which was he had said, you know, an inside job, how dare you? So I sort of flipped that on him, and I said, Bilderberg, New World Order, how dare you? How dare you? And I repeated that maybe one or two times. And I left, and on my way out, I was immediately stonewalled right in front of me by a Secret Service agent. I didn't realize he was at the time, but it turns out to be the same one who visited me. And I said to him, sir, you need to learn about the Bilderberg and about these affiliations that are, you know, destroying America. And I proceeded to leave. And I got in my car with a group of guys who were there. Some were filming and some were just in solidarity. And we went around to the back of the building or another street near it. And we saw that, you know, they usually have their caravan from which they exit. So we waited on the edge of the street, not within the secured zone, which they would later allege that I had, and we greeted him on his way out, you know, saying similar things. And then this past Friday, I was in my home in the afternoon, and I was, abruptly, you know, interrupted the things that I was doing by my mom, because she had just come in from buying groceries, and she said, some gentlemen from the government are here to see you. And she knows I'm into this sort of stuff.
What happened? What did they say?
Okay, so they come into my home and they say, yeah, we're here. I said, what is the nature of your visit? And they said, we're here about the incident with Bill Clinton the other day. So I said, okay. And they asked to have a seat. And, you know, I agreed. And we sat down in the nearby living room. We started to talk about. They said, basically, you know, we're concerned about your activities. We've looked into your most recent things at the presidential debates and now this Bill Clinton incident, and we're concerned for, you know, the safety of the president, and we want to make sure that you're not violent. And I said, violent? I was within my First Amendment. I was just simply expressing myself.
Look, if you go back to Bill Clinton and Hillary, they wrote the book on somebody would say something to Hillary, and she would say, arrest him for just saying something she thought was rude. This is what these people do. They're thugs, but go ahead.
Yeah, it was pure intimidation. So, you know, they started to ask, I mean, the things that they asked me were so appalling. They said first, you know, we're concerned for the safety of the president. And my mom said, you know, we don't own any guns in this house. He's not violent. And they said, well, you know, we just want to make sure that he's not a threat. And they said, well, would you ever consider buying a gun? And I said, not necessarily, but it's within my amendment rights. So if I ever so
You shouldn't even have talked to him, sir. I mean, I would have just said, listen, First Amendment, guys, you need to go. because they were all recording you in there, and they'll even edit it together and stuff just to have you saying gun. You know, you never know what they'll do. Nixon tried to stage terror attacks on his own RNC meeting back in the 70s, and then that got exposed, and they had to stop. Because, see, they're always looking for patsies, too, so they can stage something and then later blame it on you.
Right, and they said, well, would you ever use violence against an official if you couldn't? You know, I explained what I was doing there, confronting him about, you know, his politics and the things I disagree with his career. I said, well, if you couldn't, you know, I guess resolve it there, would you ever, you know, consider using violence? Assassinating him, essentially, is what they said. And I said, of course not. I would never use violence. And then they proceeded to say, well, would you use violence against one of his security agents? And I said, of course not.
Well, you should have just told him to leave. I want to hear how this ended on the other side. And I promise we're going to bring up Mr. Moore from We Are Change UK. Then I'm going to get into your calls. More on Ron Paul, more on the economy in the next hour. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Vital news and information straight ahead.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born.
Look, it's real simple. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton have Ron Paul signs torn down. They tell people at universities they can't have them at public rallies. They're getting sick of people going and confronting them at public events or during question and answers. So they're just trying to use you as a chilling effect, knowing you would then talk about it to scare everybody. So the answer is people just need to continue to engage in their First Amendment rights to go out and confront Bill Clinton with, I mean, I got arrested when I asked George Bush about Council on Foreign Relations and Federal Reserve. I was very polite. I said, sir, at the end of his speech, videos on the web, I said, sir, don't you care about this country? Isn't it the CFR and Federal Reserve that's destroying this nation and taking us over for European interest? And they just arrested me. They actually kidnapped me. They just drove me around for an hour and threw me on the side of the road. Almost broke my shoulder. But we're going to go to We Are Change UK here in a moment. We'll hold you over, both of you. But we're talking to Temple University student and founder of Philly 9/11 Truth, Nick Karanji. Nick, how did this end? What else did they say?
Okay, more so, you know, this man in a black overcoat and the other in a brown jacket were talking to me about, they said, would you ever, I referenced the Constitution on, you know, maybe three or more times, and they said, well, would you ever kill for the Constitution? And I said, my God, and I just replied, that's when I said, you gentlemen are going to need to speak to my lawyer if you're going to continue with this sort of rhetoric. And they're like, you know, I just answered the question. I said, once again, I will never use violence or, you know, or hurt somebody, you know, for my beliefs. And I emphasized that. And they still proceeded. Well, they said, okay, well, we just want to make sure you're not going to hurt anybody. They said, well, you should be aware if you're going to go out to these political events that if you create a disturbance and if you were to be arrested in the process, that's going to be a mark on your record. And they said, you're a college student, right? And they said, what are you studying? And I said, sociology. They said, we wouldn't want anything to interfere with your, you know, your career.
Yeah, that's a threat for them going to your employers. Look, what does Neil Bortz say? What does Limbaugh say? What does Savage say? What does Michael Reagan say? What does Michael Medved say? They all say, fire 9/11 truthers, fire Ron Paul supporters, arrest them, they're terrorists. You see, they're now entering the mode. And they train third world countries how to do this, so they know. Look, just don't talk to these people. You know, they protect a drug-dealing person who's presided over the murder of hundreds, Bill Clinton, who's just literally a maggot-infested soul. I would never want anything to happen to Bill Clinton because I would not want to turn that horrible creature into a martyr. They're nothing but puppets. We will continue to expose them. They're desperate, sir. We're winning.
Absolutely. Yeah, the only thing is, the reason why I really didn't, you know, expel them immediately was because I had my mother in the house with me. She's the one, I mean, she has suffers from cognitive dissonance at times, and, you know, she knows these things are happening, but she fails to recognize them in their true form, I believe. And, you know, so I kind of just, I went through it simply to resolve the issue. And
well,
clear
I mean, here's an example. They blocked off about 3 miles before Bush's ranch, a major farm-to-market road that literally thousands of people go down a day. I mean, it was cars every minute, every 30 seconds, sometimes four or five of them behind each other. And we drove up to the checkpoint, and literally, if you didn't live down that farm-to-market road, you had to drive about 30 miles around to be able to get to your house. They just don't let anybody through. And so we pulled up to get it on tape, and they were real rude. Just, well, who are you? Get out of here. See, usually they were at least polite. It's all about, we're the scum slaves. They're there to guard the mafia dons. Okay? So, I mean, did they finally get out of your house?
Yes, they did leave. And before they left, I made it known that their duty is to protect the people and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Did they agree with you?
They nodded complicitly and they left.
Did they give you their cards?
I did get a card, yeah.
I want their names on air when we get back. All right, we're going to be right back, and we'll go to We Are Change UK as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.